So, while everybody was gone, no, first of all, quick recap, we were in combat with a giant Titanic Hulk and a hair monster.
Y'all remember Bugs Bunny, the hair monster that used to chase him around?
Yeah.
He was his problem was that he had anxiety, and and everyone called him a monster.
I was trying to think, what was that Stephen King movie? The Langoliers. Yeah.
Oh, that's the plain one, isn't it?
Yeah, but those were hair monsters. That's not what this guy looks like, but.
But that's not what we're dealing with.
Yeah,
the group is trying to escape. They were trying to escape with the crown to get back to Jonger as the town around them just burns down. While they were trying to escape, they were intercepted by two... That's where the Titanic hulking being and the hair monster comes in, and they were trying to claim the crown for their master, and we left off with the hulking abomination in front of them screaming out and drawing the attention of two zombies and a mutant womp rat.
Oh, my God. And you rolled for the other NPCs, and where are they in the turn order? Oh.
They're at the bottom.
Why do you have six NPCs? Oh, five NPCs now? Oh, no.
Holy shit.
Yep, I see him.
Everybody run!
I told you guys, we gotta get out of here!
What?
Is there a gonk, some kind of like a lifter droid nearby, maybe, that the town uses, like, you know, someone uses at their shop?
If you give me a light side point, there can be.
I will absolutely give you a light side point. I was just waiting for you to ask. Let's see. Light side point. Boop. All right, so there's a lifter droid, and I would like to program or ask this lifter droid very politely, lift our Hulk friend, and like maybe try to carry him away.
I am Bender. Insert girder.
I am Bender. Please insert girder, baby.
It's not going to take what you requested to do just off the bat. You're going to have to do...
I have an ability called Speaks Binary.
Oh.
Which aids me. I wouldn't do this if I wasn't able to do this. Speaks Binary, which is, as we all know, the primary language of load lifters and...
Moisture
evaporators, and most basic droids run on binary. So,
let me see what it...
It allows me to add a boost per rank of Speaks Binary, and I have one rank.
Okay.
I'm going to show like, beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 beep. Come on!
Okay, so one boost die then? It's going to be a hard roll, a hard check. Because this isn't what this machine is programmed to do. Wait, what kind of droid did you want it to be?
It's just like some load lifter or it's like essentially like a forklift or just something that moves, something that like would haul hover sleds full of stuff.
It will make it
something big, average, like a bigger one.
Average check then. How about that?
Okay. What do you want me to do? Like a leadership or a charm or something? Leadership, probably, right?
Yeah, I was going to say probably leadership, yeah.
Did you already have the boost?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you kidding me? Four advantage. Okay. How about this? He doesn't understand. This droid does not understand what I'm asking for when I tell him to go and lift and carry this guy away. So he's basically just running back and forth between all the people on the field. So... Or towards the enemies? Can they give the enemies, like, some setback on their next turns until it's out of the way?
Real fucking hard.
Yeah, but it's not, like, actually doing much. It's just getting in their way.
Yeah.
Give them both, like, a setback or two on their next...
How about two whatever. Setback on one of them? Pick which one.
Can I give one to each?
It's not that big.
All right, give him two to the Juggernaut then.
Okay.
Because I think Hairdo is closer to dead than Juggernaut.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, he's got a pickaxe in his brain.
Yeah.
And he's talking.
Let me pick your brain for a minute.
That certainly would hurt. Okay, I got two setbacks. Okay, we got another player. Who's up?
I'm Batman. Oh yeah, I'm also gonna run further.
As Neb was,
are you guys gonna leave the crown on him?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Pez at least wants to go and get the ship turned on. Like, he doesn't care if people follow him or not. He wants to make sure that if they are bringing him back to, if they are going to try and get to the ship, that there is nothing stopping them. But he doesn't want to leave everybody so far behind that he can't assist them. He's hoping people move towards him.
Well,
I just want to hinder the enemies a bit.
Okay, so now next PC.
Okay, as Neb was, you know, turning around, running and shooting at the Juggernaut guy, he glanced over and noticed Jethro and HW, so he wants to help HW out and wants to shoot Jethro in the head.
The hair guy with the pick in his head.
The hair guy. I'm sorry, with the pickaxe.
No, you're right. So because he has a pickaxe in his head, I will give you a boost die.
Okay.
You're not calling out any shots on him, are you?
Yeah, so I was going to shoot him in the head.
Okay. So, and then take one strain. Okay, and then I've got the dice pool set. Go for it.
Okay, I'm at 2 strain. I'm going to use my pew-pew, and here I go.
Nice. 2 success.
Nice. Yeah. As Neb was turning around shooting at the Juggernaut last time, he notices HW is getting bullied by this guy, so he blasts him right in the head and shoots the pickaxe right out of his head. Can I do that?
Well, I don't know if you could claim to shoot the pickaxe out of his head.
Okay. Shoots him right between that.
How about with 2 success, you... Because that pickaxe...
That'd be something that generally you would use advantage for, I think.
Yeah, because
if 2 success will do something though, I didn't expect it to happen. I was
no, I have it written down that the way I was gonna have it be is the I mean,
hey man, if it knocks it out, it knocks it out.
Yeah, let me look at the dice pool roll.
The fail dice turned up real crappy anyway, so
I mean. That technically meets the what I was going to set the dice roll for to remove the pickaxe.
Fair enough.
So if that's what you want to do, you can do it.
Oh, wait, was it a called shot for the pickaxe?
No, it was just a called shot for the head.
Okay.
So that's why, yeah, that's I kind of added that.
I'm fine with it if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, because I know that HW, well, I guess I didn't, he didn't. Neb had a feeling that they could come and handy, so he was kind of aiming for the head but hoping to at least wedge it loose, but yeah, if it can come out, that's kind of what I want it to do.
You totally, like, you hit center mass of the head and
it spins right into HW's hand.
No,
like Excalibur,
you need advantage for that, but it does manage to, like, you hear like these like really wet like and then the pickaxe kind of flies out in the vicinity of HW. We'll say, like, right in front of him, near him.
We'll
have to go and pick it up. But
nearby.
And does, let's say, ignores their soak for that, because their head isn't armored.
Okay, and Neb's still trying to stay out of harm's way.
Good call for a called shot, actually. Good job, Adam.
He's like backstepping now. Instead of running, he's like kind of backstepping still, you know?
This thing is like actually, yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
But this thing is like missing a good chunk of its head. Well, we'll say like a third of its head, and it's also split down the middle.
Nice.
You say that, but does not seem to be stopping its forward motion or ability to be ambulatory.
He got his legs!
It can keep moving, yeah. It does not seem to have stopped its ability to function. Who'd we lose? Okay. So, do with that as you will.
Aim for his limbs.
Actually, let me...
Take his head all the way off, maybe?
No, let me look at... What do you guys got for counts on you? We'll resolve that next PC turn, or NPC turn. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Alright, next PC.
Seeley's going to continue shooting and keep backing up further than Hez.
who are you shooting at?
No!
Hairboy.
Hairboy, okay.
Perfect.
Let me look at the dice pool.
Goddamn cheater.
Are you doing an aim shot, or are you just shooting?
Still blasting and running.
Okay, I will give you 2 boost die because of the amount of skull they're missing, which makes dodging real hard. Go for it.
Success.
Aha!
Yay, success!
Woo!
You, with your souped-up weapon, you can see the glyphs on the side kind of glow. The glyphs that Hez engraved on there, they kind of glow as this blast.
I'm not looking as I am T-1000 running.
Okay.
Hand just goes over the shoulder, and like I just kind of glance back and like just fire it wherever it goes. It goes.
Stop being cooler than me.
Yeah, this blasting bolt just like punches a decent sized hole into. I mean, decent sized hole. It punches through and definitely does damage to this this abomination. I don't know how to. Ooh, hang on. That's Willem. Jethro, where are you at, bud? Man, you're doing some damage to Jethro. Yeah.
Yeah, because you won't let us hurt the other guy. Apparently he's your best friend or something.
No, he's just covered in ship plating.
Just covered in ship plating,
which
right?
is why we need ship weapons.
Some people might call it clot armor, but...
A guy can pierce him, though.
I don't like that word.
Clot armor, that's what he calls his ship. His ship was called the plot, and it blew up.
It's not plot armor. He's just that's you guys are fighting 2 of the in-game mini bosses.
Not by choice.
Well, I mean, your actions directly led to this.
I think you're lying.
I'm not lying. This was one of the outcomes that I had figured. So that's right. NPC turn.
Who is next?
John or HW, one of the 2. Or is it Yuzlov?
Wahab is just making his way towards the starport and is at his brisk walk as best as he can.
Are you sure you don't want to use Wahab to engage these zombies over here?
We don't want to lose the guy.
No, he's an old man. He can't do it. He's unarmed. He's unarmed with no like armor on even to protect him from anything. No, he's going to move as far as you'll let him towards Sealy.
You can't prove that.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, he could definitely shame the zombies into,
He's gonna shave the zombies?
Shame.
Don't move too shame far away from the starport, into
submission,
though.
Not shave them into submission.
Isn't the starport where we're trying to go? Don't move him too far away from us.
No, he's in between. I'll say he's in between Sealy and Hez.
Yes, he got in front of Hez. That's the important part.
No!
Sealy's still in front, right?
Lahab walked by and just says, "Good luck, my son."
I'm not allowed to move right now for some reason, but I would if I could.
You're fine.
Yeah.
John, if you're there, I'd like you to go first so I can see what happens. I won't lie. Sorry to metagame.
I'm going to backstep, but still stay in front. Everyone else, and then I'm gonna shoot at him again with my grenade launcher.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Shoot at who?
I don't even care about the long-haired guy. I haven't paid the least little bit of attention to him.
Okay.
He doesn't care about that hippie.
I don't think that guy has any. Oh, it says Will does have 2.
Yeah, for me.
He sure does.
I gave him 2 setback. Mm-hmm.
Got him.
Your move.
Okay.
I was just hoping. All right. I was just go hoping Longhair would get taken down before he became too much of a headache for HW. But I knew the Juggernaut, he's not going down for a minute unless we environmentally take him down.
Can I flip light side for upgrade?
You sure can. Okay, go for it.
Oh my god.
Come on.
Complete wash again.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Wait, the setback shouldn't be there, correct? That means
the 2 black. Yeah,
he should have 1 success and 1 advantage then.
Yes.
Perfect. I was just like, God damn.
Yeah, no, I was like, hang on, wait. Yeah, sorry.
That's just not a very good rule. Let's just redo that.
No, we're good now. He succeeded.
So one success, one what?
Advantage.
Cool. Yeah, you managed to blast this thing. It looks like the armor absorbs most of that blast, but with your advantage, what do you want to do with that, John?
Some training back.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Just looking to go into that berserker mode.
He's just doing the Dragon Ball Z power up. That's what every turn he shoots, and then he just his hair lifts up, his scales lift up a little bit around his head.
K.O. Cat!
3 episodes of yelling.
Yeah, we should have got the abridged version.
DBZ abridged? Oh, my balls!
Go, Snapper!
It's a Pokemon. Its name is Chaozu.
Ooh, a Chaozu.
3 episodes of yelling and 1 episode of them just playing rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that pretty accurately describes the rock
is a mountain. The paper is like a key blast, and then scissors is like a punch.
No, I watched, this is completely off topic, but I watched that Dragon Ball Z Super, and one of the episodes was literally them playing rock, paper, scissors.
Really?
With Destroyer.
Super, yeah. Super's the new stuff. I haven't seen any of that. Except for the stuff that was a movie that they turned into like the first 2 or 3 episodes or whatever.
Alright, what are we doing?
Oh boy. It's a GM, folks.
I'm sorry. Torcott damaged Willem. I think I calculated the damage already. Because it was another grenade shot to the body, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a called out shot. It was just
the splash damage broke his armor. The crown rolls free.
Do you want to spend your advantage for that?
No, I want the strain back.
Oh, okay. So the crown is still wedged in his chest that nobody has noticed yet.
Damn you and your pride.
How am I not noticing? Like, I'm standing right in front of him. And I've been right here the whole time the crown fell out of HW's hands and then watched him fall on it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, John.
I at least get to know.
Me.
Give me a light side point and Torcott can know.
Yeah. I don't even care about the crown other than the fact HW wants it.
It's here's how I'm rationalizing it. This is a monstrous thing in front of you and a chaotic scene and
then it turned into a ballroom blitz.
Yeah. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. But yeah, in all honesty, this is a very chaotic scene. The crown, the last you saw was as it got smacked out of HW's hands, off his head, and then this giant thing in front of you fell in the vicinity of it.
Where's your crown, King? Nothing.
Yeah, you just don't know where it's at right now without looking in all the chaos. It'll be an easy perception check, but I'm going to make it a perception check.
What if I gave you a leadership since I am a battlefield commander?
Okay.
Ooh.
What about it?
That I would notice the details in a battle.
No, that's not how that works.
How isn't how that works?
Leadership is to command people, not to notice things.
Fine, I'll give you a perception check.
But you've already used your action.
I'm doing it in lieu of movement.
You've already had...
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
No. In lieu of movement, I'll let you do it.
And then he's gonna fucking hit you like a freight train the next turn.
That's fine.
You better tell everybody quick. It's your last will and testament. This is how we kill the guy.
Do you want to upgrade it?
Yeah. So you notice that he has the crown, and he just punched you to death. No, I don't want to upgrade it.
Okay.
My name is Adam. I'm here to kill you.
Are you ready?
You can make that perception check whenever. It's an... Wow.
Damn.
Okay, that was an average perception check. 1 failure, 1 advantage.
Can I use the advantage to get a strain back?
You got to use it to knock the crown loose. On accident. With your eyes.
With your eyes.
Nothing, but then the crown rolled free.
No, you're just looking. What is? No. So you're trying to look for the crown, and you're like in this chaos. You're just like, you look down and into the crater where this thing landed, and you're like, shit, it's not there. You look up, and you can't quite locate it, but you do, in with all the explosions going on and the fire, you can see a glint off of this thing's chest that doesn't seem to match the glint, like, the reflection.
A fancy nipple ring he's got there.
Right? Like, you're like, whoa, that's weird. Like, that's going through the ship plating. That's not... So you know the general vicinity of where apparently we have chosen this crown is at, which is his left nipple.
You love it.
Yeah, sure, it makes you happy. So you know where the crown's at, in general. So now we are at... not the top of the order! We're at the zombies' turn.
No, HW didn't go yet.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, HW hasn't gone yet.
Oh, I fucked up then, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Is the pickaxe near enough that I can pick it up?
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
Yeah, it's like right in front of you.
Is that going to be an action?
No.
So I see next to me, Hairboy, and...
You can use your movement for that, how about that?
Okay, that's fine. Hairboy, and what... Is that just a zombie, or is that like a rat?
That is a... Oh, you didn't see these. That is a mutant womp rat.
Oh.
Hang on, let me blow it up real quick. It's got tentacles coming out of it.
Oh my god. Okay. That's a big-ass womp rat.
Yeah, I mean, womp rats are pretty big. It's a regular womp rat with, you know, tentacles.
And they're both by me, huh?
So not a regular womp rat?
I mean, like... Imagine a womp rat, if you will, but then it has a writhing mass of tentacles coming out of it.
Okay.
So no, not a regular womp rat.
That's fair.
HW has picked up his pickaxe, and he wants to look directly at Jethro, and he's going to look right at him, and Jethro's going to hear in his brain, Diego wills you to die. And he's going to...
Holy shit.
He's going to swing that pickaxe.
I thought Adam gave you power word death or something.
No.
I forgot that's how you talk.
Yes, I know, because I always just speak. I can't telepathically talk in the game. Sorry, guys. I tried. I've been working real hard on it.
Is that what that was?
I would like to... So his head is basically non-existent at this point.
I mean, it like, yeah, pretty much. There's like a third of it still there intact.
We're going to try to drive the pick straight into his heart, where his heart would be.
Okay, so that's a called shot.
Yeah, called shot. I'm going to use a light side to give myself an upgrade.
Okay, and I gave you a boost die for theatrics and also, I mean, missing skull.
He can't see anything.
Yeah, it's hard to dodge when you can't percept things.
When you can't dip, duck, or dive.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, this is big.
Got him. Three success.
So that's 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nice.
And I'll add 2 extra damage on top of that. I think that's pretty fair.
I think it bypasses soak is what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do on top of it.
Okay.
Bypassing soak and then adding extra damage.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I'll step right back.
Yeah. Like, basically what you're trying to do is like, drive the pick down through his head into his chest cavity, right?
Yeah, like, we're coming full... Like, he, from his time as an archaeologist, that's the motion he's most comfortable with, is that.
He's like...
That, like harvesting, like, trying to break rocks and stuff. So he came down with it full swing and just was trying to go straight down into him.
That's 11 damage. Yeah. This thing is looking pretty fucking rough. Hey, your pickaxe didn't get stuck this time too. You're able to, like, because the first time you, or the, I guess it'd be like the second time you swung it, your pickaxe got stuck in his head. The first time you aim for the head, it got stuck, and you're kind of ready for it this time. Like, you're, I guess, like, the first time you swung, you weren't ready for it to be...
It was stuck.
Yeah, like, wet wood sort of thing.
Right.
Or rotted wood sort of thing.
I gotcha.
So you're ready for that impact this time, and you...
Adam, audio, don't talk at Bort. Sorry. Oh. I can't edit that out.
So... Yeah, you weren't ready for that, or you were ready for the wet wood, rotted wood impact this time, and brace yourself and you're able to pull your pickaxe out. It's not stuck. You dealt some pretty critical damage to it, though. You, like, this thing reeled back after that hit.
All right. I would like to take two strain to move myself, like, between Neb and... Lahab.
Okay.
Because Lahab is his priority.
Son of a bitch.
Motherfucker.
The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane.
And I think that's all HW can do.
While you figured out what your NPC is going to do, we decided that you, if we were all in Firefly, you would be Jane Cobb, by the way, Adam. So
That's fine.
You get the big guns.
Oh, shit. Mal. That's what it was. Mal. The ship was going down, Mal. I had to throw all the cargo off.
I didn't know it landed in their shithole.
I kicked off all the goddamn money to the mutters. Hero of Canton, the man they call me.
Oh my god.
It's one of my favorite episodes. Anyway.
It's a good one.
Okay, so NPC. We have, before we hit the top of the order, we have a zombie, and an infected womp rat.
A zombie, and me.
Yeah.
A bim-bim.
So we'll go with the womp rat first. This thing is going to hop up out of the water. Like, you guys heard some rustling. Over in the water, the river reeds, if you will, and when the giant hulking mass screamed out, and out of the reeds hops out this giant womp rat with tentacles coming out of it, and it's going to run towards Neb, and...
The spirit of Hank says, use the gas gun. Use the gas gun.
Up its butt.
Oh my god. No, that was Gog?
That was Mahog.
Mahog. Mahog.
Mahog. It's his weakness. It's butt.
The butthole is the weakness of the womp rat.
Good times. Okay, I gotta pull up the character sheet for this thing. Oh, okay, yeah. So it's going to run up and try to bite Neb. Gotta reset the dice pool. You know what? Let's upgrade that.
Wow.
Triumph.
Just a triumph.
Wow.
That's fine.
With the F.
Because it's got a quality on it. Womp rat bite. Womp rat... Womp rats bite and don't let go. Target takes one wound at the start of its turn and is immobilized by the womp rat. We'll say that quality procs. So you don't take damage, but you are now wrapped up. So when this womp rat, this giant womp rat, lunges at you, it bites down on, like, your leg. And then when you try to shake it off, all the tentacles come out and wrap around you as well. And this thing is just gnawing on you.
Right.
So, you are going to have to beat a brawl check with this thing, and you are immobilized while it is engaged with you.
I was muted that whole time, but I was protesting so hard.
I think that's pretty fair.
Okay. Brawl check?
Yeah, but that's on your turn.
Okay.
Zombie turn.
Shouldn't the Womp Rat actually have to succeed to be able to?
But it's a triumph, John.
But that's not a success.
But it's a triumph. It's so it didn't do any damage on the attack. It just procced the quality of the attack. Okay. We can take that back, and then two boost die on the next attack towards Neb.
What?
Basically, I would say no.
Body knows the trouble I've seen.
Now it's getting confusing. Nope. Rules as stated. Zombie. Zombie comes up and takes a swing at HW.
It sure tries. I'd like to use my Diego hand gesture reaction.
Okay.
I don't know what that does nothing. I just want to flash the Diego sign as he tries to attack me.
It's like, what are you trying to do?
That's literally it.
Two needles on his fingers. And those needles are poisoned.
Okay.
Diego.
So, sewer coat? Corpse? What? Oh, yeah. There we go.
Three threats.
The zombie just falls face first. It takes like an over-exaggerated swing at HW and falls face first on the ground.
Lahab see that happen?
Yeah, sure.
Lahab sees that and just goes, "Well done, sir."
Oh my god.
Excellent move, sir. And then the other zombie is going to run up and take a lunge at... there we go. Last zombie is going to take a lunge at Torka. Let me roll again.
You know it's a good
whoa,
idea.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa.
What? It failed.
Yeah, but look at those fucking dice.
Yeah, it failed.
The same dice against...
Yeah.
HW.
Right?
Yeah, I should have... Okay. It still failed, but...
Yeah.
That's fine, I fucked up. Two threat. Other zombie also overswings and then lands face first on ground. You see what I did there, though, right, Zach? It should be two purple die, not four.
Oh, yeah, for a melee attack, I get you.
But I fucked up. It's fine.
Even if you took away all of the threat one, like two of each that were threats, it still would have missed.
Well, the top one would have been success, though.
Maybe. But you still could have rolled the two failures.
There you go, pick and rolls again.
Either way, I fucked
up. You're not supposed to be against us.
Challenging.
We're supposed to be friends. We're telling a story together.
Together.
Don't kill us. No, that's fine either way. It actually fits narratively with the zombies. Okay, so we're back at the top of the order now. So we're going to go with the giant armor-plated guy. Oh, what was I going to do with him? That's right. He looks confused. Like, very confused. His eyes are actually... Everybody roll... Let me set... dice pool. Alright, everybody roll perception.
Make me.
Wait, I mean, you don't have to. So, like, this thing is screaming out still.
Woo! Hess sees everything in the entire world.
Yep, and
The planet holds no secrets.
HW sees things, too. That's weird. He never gets to see things.
But then he gets dust in his eye. Ah!
We'll say... I'm gonna set the dice pool to blank. HW and Hez and Neb and Seely roll.
Is it because we all have marks on us?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I was like, I'm trying to figure out the pattern here. I'm like,
I just have to look and see what everybody's marks are.
Marklar.
The answer's a lot.
Marklar. 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 HW roll two extra boost die. Just roll two boost die.
Where are you at? Where's my boost die? How do I do this?
Okay, so if you're rolling
top of your character sheet.
Oh, just two blue ones?
Yeah, just add one.
And then click the roll 20.
Yeah.
And then make sure you clear your dice pool afterwards.
Or not HW. Hez roll 3.
It didn't roll anything for me.
It didn't roll anything for him. Did you click out of the box before you hit roll?
I'll try. You have to.
Nice. There you go, Hez.
Success and 4 advantage.
There we go. I got it to work.
2 success and an advantage.
Seelie roll 2.
What about Neb?
Neb roll 2.
Cool. I got 2 advantages.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do with this.
Good rolling, everybody.
Yeah.
Right? You all have a chance to actually see, one, that the crown is embedded in this thing's, upper breastplate. It looks like you can see actually, like, black ooze dribbling out. Like, it looks like it's punctured through the armor plating.
Gross.
Yeah. Like, looks painful, gross. It's just weird because the thing doesn't seem to be reacting to it either. Like, not necessarily like its nipple, like we joked about, but like it's definitely pierced its flesh and is bleeding out because of it. Not profusely, but it's caused some damage. But the bigger thing is that this thing's eyes seem to be glowing yellow. You definitely notice that. With all of your guys' roles, you're able to tell that, something's different now that it's been, now that it's been pierced with this crown. Seelie, with your role, you, are almost entranced by the scream that it lets out. You're going to take one setback die when attacking this thing until you pass a average discipline check against it. Everybody else, this thing has, when it screamed out that last time, it had some weird other force behind it that it felt like it was calling towards you, but you were able to resist it.
What was calling to us? Otherworldly sound from where?
From it, when it screamed.
Oh, from the juggernaut?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm kind of get where I'm going with this.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
it's infused with the crown right now.
I got you. Well, you didn't tell me I could do that earlier. Okay, I got you.
I mean, it's all sort of subjective.
I got you.
I gave you something when you had the crown on.
Yeah, I got. Well, I thought I had a new power. I don't know what you gave me with the crown, but I got a new power after I went crazier.
Yeah. But I think I allowed you to perceive everyone's auras around you. It's all subjective to what...
Yeah, with the crown, yeah.
Yeah. No, like, kind of like Genie's Wish sort of thing. Well, more like Monkey Paw, but...
That's cool. I don't want to derail us. We're good.
Yeah, anyways, it's all subjective. This thing, when it comes into contact with this power, it is a commanding power. Torkai, it's going to take a swing at you again, because you're right in front of it.
Oh god.
Dice pool. Willem, where you at? Let's take a swing with your pretty sure rending claws. Oh, right hook of pain.
Jesus. You were expecting John to be berserked at this moment, I assume?
I don't know. I think there's also some setback that I probably should have thrown in there. Oh, yep.
Go ahead and roll those, and we can add it to the mix.
Let's just re-roll that.
Okay. Son of a bitch.
That's worse.
What the hell?
That's way worse.
How about we do what Zach suggested?
Yeah, please. Otherwise, Torque is literally dead. He actually may be literally dead anyway. Okay. That means it's only 4 advantage and a triumph. He missed. John is alive. Torque lives again.
Yeah, that's what happens. Torkot, you have this. Has anybody watched One Punch Man? Because there's this awesome scene.
What damage did he do?
He didn't do any damage. He missed. Otherwise, he would have killed you, John. He goes to swing at you, and you see this, like. For this briefest of moments, you just see death. Like, you're like, I'm gonna die right here. And at the last second, you dodge out of the way. either way, we'll take the first roll. That's still four advantage and a triumph. The air whooshes past you guys. He basically just created like a shockwave with his fist swing.
That's pretty cool.
And knocks over Torque, Neb, and HW because you're all the closest. You all are now prone.
I'm prone?
A little over the top, but still pretty cool.
I mean, actually, pretty on par. I mean,
I thought HW ran away last turn. He ran a little bit.
And then, yeah, he still has movement. He's going to run away. He's going to run towards the insane asylum. And I have to pee real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, so my plan was to called shot his straps where his armor is. There's no way he ran all the way across town, though. He's much closer than that.
Right.
If we aim for the armor straps that hold his breastplate on, he can run all he wants. He can run all he wants. We got the crown.
I was going to say, Seely's been running for like four turns. She hasn't even made it off the island.
I know, right? And then, yeah. and then in one maneuver, this dude is like twice as far as Hess has even tried to get. Like,
well, Hess has the legs.
Shut up. You know what I just realized? He said this guy was bigger than normal, like essentially a Silhouette 2 character, right? Hold on. Hey, Adam.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah.
That Juggernaut guy, you said he was a Silhouette 2? He's like he's bigger than people?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Also, there's no way in hell you ran that far.
Yeah, no. You're right. I was thinking about that when I was walking away. He's probably like right here.
HW is close-ish to us now, right?
Yeah.
HW, I need you to throw me.
Well, we got another NPC still, but narratively, he probably ran away, 5 meters? Is that fair?
I don't fucking know. Distance is so arbitrary in this game, but also, as far as you let Seely and I get, there's no way he went across like half a town.
Yeah.
He moved like 5 meters away then. I didn't say 5 yards.
That's it.
Same.
Adam?
What?
Same. A meter is farther than a yard.
What is on the right? What is on the opposite side of the yardstick? The meter stick.
I don't know.
Same thing. Except, a meter is
long. I was in marching band doesn't mean I understood what they were telling me.
Not the same kind of meter.
He.
No, it's fine. Just pick your rolls again. It's fine.
Yeah, five meters.
Or see, somebody throw me.
So next NPC, Jethro.
You mean the hulking mass that used to be Jethro?
I thought you said he was dead.
He didn't say he was dead. He said he was basically dead.
He's got like no head.
Yeah, he's looking pretty rough.
His upper body is like mangled.
Yeah, like most of the head is gone. It is a pulpy mass of writhing hair and just flesh. It's pretty gross looking.
Yummy. Get it, Seely.
No, hey, you... Anyway, heart shots are lethal. Jethro's gonna take a swing at Torcot.
Don't worry, Torque. If I can tank a hit from this thing, you can too.
Not to mention, he has no eyes, basically.
Oh my god, I never made you do your athletics check.
Huh? For what?
Not you.
No, why would HW need to do an athletics check?
Because he was grappled with his hair.
No, it missed. We had a wash.
Oh, that's right.
We had a wash. That's why I was able to drive a pick directly down his like throat into his heart. It's fine.
Jethro is going to take a swing at Torcot.
I tanked a hit. You can too. And I'm weak and sad.
3 success and 2 advantage.
So with that 2 advantage, he's going to add 1 boost die to his writhing mass of hair. What's Torcot's
worst nightmare?
You know what? Here, I'll do what I did before. Okay, I'm gonna set the dice pool to. Yep, Torque, Torcot, show me what you've got.
Oh, not that! Put that away. Oh God.
So you can roll athletics or brawl.
3 foot green hammer. Oh my God. Sorry, roll what?
roll brawl or athletics. So, as these writhing mass of hair come towards you.
I got something for this. Torque is so strong. With that triumph, this dude is basically incapacitated also, because to release his grip on Torque, like, in order to hold Torque, it's taking like, all he's got, essentially.
So he has to continue, like, a brawl check.
Yeah, he'll either have to keep brawling or release Torque. But that doesn't mean Torque necessarily lets go, either.
Yeah, there it's
that's the triumph part.
Yeah, it's a continued feat of strength. John, are you okay with that?
Sure.
Okay.
That's all I want to see. Torque just swing this dude by his hair. Hess is like, somebody, quick! Throw me at the big guy! I have a plan!
Is anybody close to you?
Celie is. She's on her feet. The old man is. And HW is, but he's on the ground.
Yeah, he's prone. The old man or Celie has to throw you.
I mean, HW can get up and throw me.
No, he won't. You ran away like a coward. He has no time for you.
He told you his plan.
He was going care.
To use the weapon. Oh my God.
How many times do we have to teach you this, old man?
Paladin Hez is about to be demoted.
Just trust me.
The old man throws Hez.
Bob has a brawn of one.
Would Celie throw Hez?
I don't have a stat block for Lahab, but it's not great. Like, he's...
No.
He's an old man.
Celie's gonna continue running towards the ship.
Okay. So, Celie, did you attack at all? Okay, where are we at in player turns here? Who's going first?
I'll go.
Okay, John. Okay, so what is Torcot gonna do?
Torcot's gonna berserk.
Get it.
Great. Okay. And then what?
I'm gonna attempt to rip apart this snuggle bunny vampire that's on me.
Oh, the hair guy. Okay.
So, brawl.
Okay, go for it.
Jesus.
Nice.
What does it look like when you tear this thing apart?
I'm gonna grab it by the split head.
Uh-huh.
And just pull them in half.
Nice.
Yeah, this thing disintegrates in front of you. And as it does, you just hear this.
I'm glad I fought a worthy opponent.
He's over. He cut his own hair and he's over in the alleyway pretending like he's dead so that you'll leave him alone.
No, it's dead.
Can I keep his hair?
Just going to say that. Like, he needs some sort of trophy.
Yeah, like, they're like, it's, I mean, the hair is ridiculously long. You could probably braid it into something.
Has got to make me some more armor with it.
I mean, you can make it like a charm or something.
Oh, wait. Oh, it doesn't matter now that he's dead, but he should have taken damage from my shoulder spikes.
Wrap up. Maybe that's part of the reason why you, the triumph that lets you hold his hair. It was all stuck in your shoulder spikes and stuff. It's all like webbed up.
Nice. I like it.
Anyways, he's dead. Shredded in half. He acknowledged you as a worthy opponent as he died.
Not the guy that drove a pickaxe into his brain and then into his chest.
Well, look, if he would have killed him, maybe he would have wrote pluck on the side of
I
your
pickaxe. I just wrapped things up. HW did all the real work.
HW owed you for the poop monster. It's fine.
Before my turn is over, can I yell at William?
Willem? Yeah.
Will I am.
Willem the Titanic.
I'm calling him a coward for running away.
Are you telling me you want to scream and shout? Yeah, you can do that.
Or like roll a taunt or something to see if I can get him to come back.
If you use a light side point, you can.
Just do it. He's going to make us give it to him anyway.
Ah, yes. Okay, let me see what his discipline is. Willem. Oh, not terrible. Okay, go for it. Leadership role.
And you upgraded him?
Oh, no. I did not do that. Now I did. Go for it. Damn, son.
A success and a triumph.
Nice.
And a threat, but the threat's okay.
Yeah, the threat's all right.
Don't worry about that.
Hands towards the crown and then runs away scared again. That's the triumph, Adam. I'm just, nice. If you want to put that in there.
Wait, what?
If you want to. <Hang on.
laughs> Okay, so hang on.
You broke him, John. You broke him.
What happened?
Your monster's a coward.
Yeah, your monster. He taunted your monster successfully, and then tried.
Came back crying and gave Captain the crown, and then ran off again like a coward.
Wait! He's not going to give him the crown.
What?
He doesn't even know that the crown is stuck to his chest.
I thought Torque seen it.
No! The monster does not know it is in his armor.
Oh! That makes sense.
But yeah, it'll turn around and charge at Torque. Torquat. It wants to see the real you, Torque.
Do I get anything for that triumph?
What do you want to do with it? Yes, you do. I just don't know what.
World peace.
We're not playing basketball.
I think that's two triumphs.
Yeah. Can I, with that triumph, throw the zombie beside me at the thing to get his attention as part of the success?
I mean, you could throw it in between you and it and give yourself
and have him trip.
You could have two setback die
as well. That's very generous,
as well as the zombie being on this side. I mean, I'm allowing you to maneuver the zombie on top of giving the other guy a setback die.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, I was trying to think of how I could give you anything else, but anything else, I'm like, we're getting into, like, you're doing a lot with that.
I have a question.
Yes.
Would I be able to split my turns if I could convince someone to throw me? Like, move to them, have them, like, carry and or throw me, and then finish my action? And then they finish their whatever?
Yeah, you know what? That's fine.
Cool. So, has Hez gone yet? I don't remember.
No.
Only Torque is gone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to run past the non-believers.
No, wait. Okay, go for it.
Hez is going to run towards Neb and say, Neb, fastball! And jump at Neb, and hoping Neb can catch and throw me.
I got you, little fella. Throws a fastball.
What are we rolling?
That just happened.
What do you want us to roll for?
We're just saying that happened.
Okay, so that's average roll. Neb roll dexterity?
How about...
That's not a roll. Hang on.
Yeah, that's fine. I was
coordination.
Gonna say.
Athletics?
Athletics? That's a...
No, coordination. Because you are catching a small rodent as it jumps towards you, and you are throwing
but
it towards another.
If you will remember, I yelled fastball, which means it's a key word that we have done something like this in the past.
Right, and fast implies dexterity.
Right, can you have a boost?
You give me a light side point.
That's insane. No, that would be an upgrade anyway. Never mind. Do what you will.
Is it my coordination, you said?
Yeah.
All right. I have confidence. I got 4 green diamonds.
Big money.
Oh, yeah. 3 success.
Nice. Yeah. You're able to throw Neb or Hez wherever he wants to go. Nice.
Right at the big guy.
All right, I got you, little fella.
Oh my god! I want to try and disconnect his chest, his breastplate from like his armor.
What?
It's armor, right? It's got to be connected somehow.
Yeah, it's a giant.
Okay, I'm very small.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And I have very nimble fingers.
They're gonna get places.
I can get places. Places. If I can't do that, I always have the gas gun I can just put into his face. But let me see here.
That's going to be daunting.
As you will.
I mean, okay, so real talk. This guy is basically welded into this suit of armor.
I have something even better. I have a new skill that I bought, I believe, with my last upgrade. It's called Utility Belt. Okay. Spend one destiny point to perform an incidental to produce a previously undocumented item or weapon from a tool belt or satchel. I want a fusion cutter.
Okay,
off my tool belt.
Wait, go back. What?
The utility belt talent. I may spend one destiny point to perform an incidental.
Excellent.
Okay. To produce a previously. Okay, cool. So I want to have a fusion cutter. Okay. And I want to try and cut this guy out of his... cut the breastplate off of him. Like, okay. Cut him at the shoulders or whatever.
That will make it a hard check.
Sweet. What would I roll for that? Let me just roll my weapon attack? Or...
No, hang on.
Oh, mechanics! Mechanics! It's a mechanics thing.
Perfect. Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, thank God. I'm really good at mechanics. Okay.
Nice.
Yes! 3 success and a threat. My finger got pinched real bad.
How about, no, you're able to slice open the, so we'll say you are able to cut open a good chunk of his armor. We'll reduce his soak by a third.
So, but I'm stuck on him. I can't get off because he's flailing around too much.
No, you're prone. You basically just...
With one threat? Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, that's still pretty fair. Either way, you're stuck on this monster, or, I mean, do you want it to SWAT you, or do you, like, that?
Well, I thought maybe he's, like, stuck in the armor. Like, when a piece fell off, the armor shifted, and he's, like, pinched between the armor and his back or something of his arms. So he's, like, out of reach of his hands, but not out of reach of, like, being squished or whatever.
You basically cut off a portion of his armor.
Yeah.
Which portion? The portion with the crown attached to it?
No.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just curious.
Well, here's the thing. That's what my stated plan was from the beginning. I just didn't know if you'd give it to me with the threat. But since I got myself stuck, I thought you might be generous. But, yeah, okay, fine. The crown's still in him, but I get away.
You fall prone, and I think that's where we'll leave it, because it is midnight. But yeah, Hez manages to... Okay, so what are you trying to do? Are you going to cut out the crown, or are you...
If you will allow me to cut the crown out, that is what... Because of the vision he had and all the stuff, the seeing everything and all that, he would want to get that away from that, from him.
Okay.
You know? And I will take whatever punishment that requires if that is the outcome.
So Hez will cut the crown out, but fall face first in front of the juggernaut.
Right in a pile of horse poop.
That won't come up for weeks.
No, like literally 2 weeks. But I think we can end it there.
Cool. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoy the show. We're going to call it here. If you enjoy the show, please give us a like, a rating, or a review. It really helps the show get out there. If you want to see more of us, check out our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, or check us out more on the live stream where we play our 5e's, our D&D 5e, and some video games on our twitch.tv/talesoftheouterrim.
You could watch me struggle with space engineers.
That's true. Also, on the website, talesoftheouterrim.com, we have a link to the Child's Play charity where you can donate to help some kids who really need it out. And if you hit certain dollar amounts, you can affect our Star Wars game. So check that out. It's always worth it. And we also want to say thanks to Steph Makepeace for doing the music for the show. She does a great job. You can check her SoundCloud out at Makepeace. And with that, if no one has anything else...
Diego.
Diego! May the Force be with you.